You've been sending some emails around for quite a few weeks now, and I'm like, what's she on about? This Winnie the Pooh thing. Do explain, please.
Oh, I'm very, very, very upset. They're supposedly, they call it an authorized sequel to Winnie the Pooh by David Benedictus and Mark Burgess. Authorized by who? It wasn't authorized by A.A. Milne, because he died in 1956, and I doubt very much that he would have given Benedictus and Burgess permission to mess around with Winnie the Pooh. And it wasn't authorized by Winnie the Pooh. It's some corporate, it's awful. It's some decision made by a corporate entity.
Do you feel like your childhood has just been obliterated?
No, I mean, this has an impact on my adulthood as well.
Okay, go on.
Winnie the Pooh has been those characters that Milne created. I mean, these are very important characters that have, the way he conceived them, can stay with us throughout our adult lives.
Right.
Particularly Eeyore. You know, the depressed donkey.
Yeah.
And so what they've done is, I think they really compromised Eeyore a lot by making him, they used this horrible term, proactive. Now, I don't know if you remember Eeyore, but he just went around in a constant funk.
Yeah.
I mean, if you said to him, it's a nice day, Eeyore, he would say, well, it's a nice day for some. and they've made him proactive, which I think is sacrilege.
Yeah, it's not really what the guy wrote. I've got a similar, not a beef, it's more like a sort of Frankfurter type idea here. It's just that in 1995, a guy wrote a book called Wicked, The Life and Times of the Wicked Witch of the West. And it's completely, it's the prequel to The Wizard of Oz. And watch the film and then read the book. And brilliant as it may be, it's like, no, she wasn't like that. You know what I mean? The wizard was meant to be a really bad guy and all this sort of stuff. And you know, when you watch the movie from 1939, you're like, scratch. I don't get it.
You mean, so they sort of removed the soul of this character?
It's got tons of soul. It's just a completely different story. And I know that's what the guy wanted. But, you know, you can imagine giving it to your grandma to read and she'd be like, what? You know, going, that's not the way it was meant to be. It's a book that's very popular with a lot of people, but it completely blows the story out of the water.
But are these characters that you're talking about in Wicked, are they at least full, you know, likable, interesting characters?
Yeah, they are. That's the point.
But at least it's artful. My objection to the new Winnie the Pooh book is that they've created a new character, Lottie the Otter. And I'm sure they did this to pander to the feminists. They made her not only female, but one of these assertive females. Mm. However, she doesn't have any soul. She has nothing likable about it. You know, she's not a fully conceived character.
Mm.
She's just assertive. I mean, it's very boring.
Do you see this is one of these so-called politically correct moves that we see quite a lot of?
Yes, very politically correct. Now, it sounds as if you're saying that at least in Wicked, these are real characters that you can relate to.
No, it's just, I'm just saying it doesn't really connect to the old story that we know. But what the heck, it doesn't matter. It's a brilliant piece of writing. It's just a bit weird if you're a purist.
I don't object to any of these things if they're done well. But what I do object to about the Winnie the Pooh sacrilege that we're dealing with here, Return to the Hundred Acre Wood, is that it wasn't even done well. And I'm very concerned that a whole generation of new parents is going to go out and buy this book and cheat their children of the experience that they should have had.
Yeah, in the 40s and the 30s, maybe that's what they're saying.
No. I mean, the real Winnie the Pooh books are still available. You can still give your kids the real Winnie the Pooh books. You don't have to go back in a time capsule to the 1940s.
Okay. I'm glad you brought this one up, Tracy.
I just wanted to tell you, at the Daily Beast, there's a very funny and instructive piece by Tina Brown, the kind of New Year's piece, Things to Stop Bitching About in 2010. And it's excellent. I really enjoyed it. I highly recommend it.
Let me just read the first paragraph. Some chestnuts we need to retire in the new year. Obama is too cool. The internet is killing newspapers. And the Goldman bonuses are worth getting riled up about. That's probably a good read as well there by Tina Brown. Tracy, thanks very much as always. We'll talk soon. Bye-bye.